Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Somewhere along the line, women started wearing leggings as pants. I'm not mad at that movement. I don't understand why anybody would have a problem with it, other than the woman who probably knows that every guy in the world is looking at her body.
Yeah, why don't you have a problem with it? Because maybe the reason that a lot of men don't have a problem with it is the problem itself.
The fact that, like, we should have a problem with it?
Well, no, I don't think we should. I'm just saying, I can tell you a couple of reasons why I don't have a problem with it, and they're probably not coming from a wholesome place.
Right. That's the thing, is we don't want you to stop wearing leggings as pants because it's a sexy look, to put it very mildly. And there's this Notre Dame mom in South Bend, Indiana, who identifies herself as a Catholic mother of four sons. And she wrote a letter to the University of Notre Dame student newspaper. And she addressed the legging problem on the private Catholic campus, saying she first noticed it while attending Sunday Mass. She reprimands young women who wear the unforgiving garment and show off their, quote, blackly naked rear ends. This mom claims that female students who wear such clothing run the risk of tempting young men. Quote, I'm fretting, both because of unsavory guys who are looking at you creepily and nice guys who are doing everything to avoid looking at you. Could you think of the mothers of sons the next time you go shopping and consider choosing jeans instead?
Nobody's thinking about the mothers of sons. They're thinking about the hot sons.
No one's thinking about anything other than that ass.
Man, last night I went to the gym after leaving here, and from across the parking lot, I see this girl in these leggings that were just re-freaking-diculous. Right. Like, every piece of her ass was pretty much on display. And, like, it times out perfectly, so I hold the door open for her, and she walks in, and there's stairs to get up to the gym. So she's a few steps ahead of me. So her, albeit damn near naked ass, is just inches away from my face, and it's like,
wow,
what the hell?
Sounds like you pretty much cheated on your fiance, John.
Mentally, at least.
No, it wasn't like that. And as I'm looking at it, part of me's like, wow, and part of me's like, I shouldn't be forced. I felt like a victim. I'm the victim.
You're not a victim.
I just have to tell you, there's a rule, at least, that I have with women, when, because I go up the stairs a lot, especially here. If I hold the door for a lady and she gets in front of me, I wait. Like, I look like I have to tie my shoe or something, and I give her at least five or six steps. I'm not right behind her.
Or six steps is ass to face level.
No. You are right there. I like to give them a little buffer so they know that I'm not right there. I'm safe. I want to make women feel safe, and I'm going to give you plenty of steps head start.
That's nice of you.
Thank you.
Women have to know what they're doing when they're wearing leggings, right? Like, they'll tell you, oh, I'm wearing them for comfort.
Did you think about that shirt that you were wearing today?
Did I think about this
shirt? Like, when you put it on, you just said, I'm putting on a shirt, right? It's comfortable. I'm putting this shirt on.
Well, I did laundry last night, and I said, man, you know, sometimes people say I look good in this shirt. Kelly got me this shirt.
Okay.
And I realized I hadn't worn it. And every once in a while, I like to wear it on Bone TV, so she sees I wear the shirt, because it's a Shawshank Redemption shirt. So, yes, I put some thought into this shirt.
You did. Okay, well, you're being a little naughty, because now you already know people say you look good in that shirt, and then you're wearing the shirt.
Yes.
You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm trying to prove the point that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, the relationship. Sure
do, Seth. Does it make you have naughty thoughts?
No. Oh. Now, if you were wearing the G-Unit shirt, I wouldn't be able to concentrate right now. I'd be so aroused.
There's a hole in it. I had to get rid of it.
You got rid of it?
Yeah.
Dude, we could have auctioned that off. You could have autographed it. We could have sent it to Lloyd Banks and 50. And
oh,
Yeah.
I would have shirt I've ever purchased at Burlington Coat Factory.
I would have used the swath of it to make a headband or something.
Sorry, Burlington Cyclist Factory.
But I don't think, I think women put them on for comfort. I don't think they're going, oh man, a bunch of guys are going to stare at me.
That,
yeah, they know.
I really don't. That can't be true. I mean, it just can't be true. I mean, I hate this. It's a very. Right, let me. It feels gross to even say.
Let me use you as an example, John. So this that orange shirt that you put on, that creamsicle Buccaneer shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't think about it. You just put the shirt on. What if women, they're watching Bone TV and they're going, oh my God, John looks so hot. What's he doing? Why is he wearing that shirt? I can't concentrate. You're not thinking about it.
Well, here's the difference in what you're saying is that the relationship that men have with women and the way that they look at them is much different than the way, in general, women look
at men.
That's
what you think.
No, that
is
true.
Horny. Women are horny too.
Not like men. I mean, that's just, I think that's...
Well, who's hornier? Call now. No dudes allowed.
By the way, breaking news. President Donald Trump said he is backing off a budget request to cut funding for the Special Olympics after days of criticism.
That's good.
Trump told reporters at the White House Thursday, I've overridden my people for funding the Special Olympics. What a freaking special moment that is.
What a guy.
Hats off to our president.
Dude, he really knows how to put himself in situations that he created and then gets to fix himself and really look good.
Are you ready to say Trump 2020, Drew?
I mean, I'm a closer. I don't know who's going to run on the Democrats.
I wasn't following the story. I just knew about it, but I saw from the headlines. It just said that I don't feel like it's going to stay that way forever. There was way too much backlash.
Right, yeah. Betsy DeVos yesterday said that they were going to cut $17.6 million in funding for the Special Olympics, 10% of the group's overall revenue. But Donald Trump just now said that he is backing off that. I've overridden my people for funding the Special Olympics. So that's great news. Now back to leggings and ass.
All right, I have a text from a friend.
Okay.
Whatever, you probably know.
Female friend? Girl,
yeah, it says female friend. I have different types of leggings for different situations. Some of them are for comfort, and some of them are to show off your ass.
Yeah, there's a discussion going on right now amongst the ladies of the LOD on Twitter. Brit So Much said, legging butts. And then Khaleesi, who's responsible for this shirt, said, amen, I wear them damn near daily to work, so comfortable, and yes, my ass looks good in them.
Okay, but that doesn't say stare away, follow us. Don't.
Of course it does. No. Like, if you're putting something on your body that clings to you and you know your ass looks good in it, if you know your ass looks, because women are so hard on themselves, if you know your ass looks good in it, believe me, we know your ass looks good.
But that
good
doesn't
in
mean
it
we can smell you all the way up the stairs.
Well, I wasn't smelling anything. I was
smell
just,
me up the
I was
stairs.
Just,
great.
I was just saying that's the next hit from the plain white tees.
Smell me up. Yeah. Smell me up the stairs.
Sorry, the sad businessman.
Don't
returns.
Be smirch my accomplishments, John. We're almost at 10,000 views. Okay?
But I mean, it's especially in a gym when a lot of these women are in positions where. Are you with me?
Yeah.
But
bent over.
Oh yeah. I mean, yes. And I feel like a creep bringing up these specific instances.
You shouldn't.
But
you're
I
an
just,
observer.
Yeah. Like the whatever the machine is, where you have to lean over the little padded part, and you like do the calf raises from behind, where your ass is just right up in the air. I mean, like you're pretty much putting your bare ass to the sky.
Yep.
In public. I mean. That's just the truth.
Okay, sure, but guys are doing it too, and women are looking at those guys.
No, it's not the same. I hate to say it, but it's not the same.
But you don't know because you're not a lady.
A lady we all know said, I wear leggings or yoga pants almost daily, and I'm not even a little sorry about it. Pound sand, lady. Her name? Phoebe Kushner.
What?
Yeah.
Phoebe
more
Kushner.
More than the sand that's going to be pounded, right, Seth? Sorry.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I'm taking today off. It's opening day. I've got a lot of fantasy baseball pitchers going deep into the night.
Too late. So it's a delicate. You don't want to say just because you put on leggings, it gives a guy the right to ogle you. But at the same time, it's like putting on a baby tee and Daisy Dukes. Like, you know that you're welcoming that attention.
Well, and the other thing is, too, if we want to just say it's for just comfort, I'm most comfortable when my penis is hanging out of the front of my pants.
Prove it.
I'm just saying, where does comfort stop right being an excuse?
Right, like I'm comfortable with in just my boxer shorts with my hand down the front of my
pants.
Yeah,
yeah.
You mean I get to walk around?
Absolutely.
Cool, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Let's
then
start a movement. If these yoga pants are going to be still able to move forward, we need to, as men.
Jesus.
Like, that's just crazy.
And I've seen women, now not quite to that level, but I've seen women at the gym in yoga shorts that barely cover the bottom of the
crevasse.
The buttocks, yes. Barely.
So all I hear you guys saying is, if I could summarize, she's asking for it.
That's what you want to hear.
No, that's all
that's
I
what
hear.
You want to hear.
No.
Yeah, because you can't be truthful about it.
You know, I think here's the thing. I just think some women just put something on because it's comfortable, and they're not always thinking. I'm realizing it's not always about us. They're not just always, oh, I want a bunch of guys to stare at me. They're just like, hey, I'm comfortable. Hey, I look good in this. That's just what I interview women about these things.
And that's why I come back to where does comfort stop being an excuse? Mm. So it's comfortable, but it also shows every little wrinkle of your ass to everybody who sees you.
And that's not such a bad thing.
No, and I'm not complaining from that aspect. I'm just saying you have to understand what the yoga pants do to a man.
By the way, what kind of workout did you get in last night with you surveying everything that was going on at the gym?
I'm always surveying.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's impossible not to. I mean, you know that gym. You've been there.
Dude, that gym is that gym's got some talent. I had to get out of that gym because you can't work out there. It's too much.
That's the thing. That's why I stay in the sauna. It's not safe for me out there.
I told you there was a girl that was doing high squats in high heels one day. I mean, get out of here. Do that at home.
If you're doing squats in high heels, you're definitely looking to be ogled. Ashley Stew on Twitter. Women know what they're doing. We're not that innocent. I wear leggings because A, they're comfortable. B, my ass looks good in them, and I work hard for it to look nice. So you can look. Just don't touch. Drew Grabba Live, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to butt in on the legging.
Butt in. This is my kind of girl right here using puns like that. What's your name?
Shelby.
Hi, Shelby. How old are you?
21.
All right. So you probably leggings. I don't want to stereotype by your age. Probably leggings is a word you can't spell. I'm having some fun with you. You probably rock leggings a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
I wear leggings almost every day. I work in a school with all special needs kids, so it's a lot easier to deal with the kids with their in leggings than jeans.
Okay. Because they're very active and you find yourself moving a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that guys are looking at your butt a lot when you're wearing the leggings and the yoga pants and whatnot?
I honestly don't think about that.
Okay. Like, you don't think about it either way. You don't think it's a good thing. You don't think it's a bad thing. You're wearing them. You're comfortable. And if a guy's looking, it's none of your business unless you catch him.
I guess.
Do you have a problem if you were to see somebody looking? Would that be an issue for you? Like, blatantly looking?
No, I don't think so. I mean, kind of, but I don't know.
We just broke her brain. Damn it. I'm so sorry that happened.
No.
Sorry that happened to you. But listen, thank you very much for calling and keep. Do you have any clothing that you wear where you know, like, this is my outfit to look good. This is what I'm going to wear to get all the boys to bring their milkshakes to my yard.
Bring milkshakes to my yard. Well, when I go out, of course, I wear shorts and stuff like that, but
You wearing those high-waisted shorts?
I personally don't like high-waisted shorts.
Me either.
But
it's a weird look. It's such an odd look. It's like, oh, I'm a mom up here by my abdomen, but I'm a whore down there by my butt. It's a confusing look.
It's the best look. More women should do it.
You like it?
I do. I
like
really do.
High-waisted shorts.
I do. I really, yeah.
I thought you said you didn't.
No, I do. I do. Yeah.
It's a weird
look.
I don't
get it either.
Yeah, me either. But thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I like weird looks, John.
Drew Grabba Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
My name is Amanda.
Amanda, you sound like a young lady too. How young are you?
I'm 32.
That's young to me. Do we have it all wrong about leggings? Do we have it right? What's up?
No. First of all, I don't mind if a guy looks at my butt. Like, what more than ogling is he going to be inappropriate or like trying to grab me? Like, if a guy's just looking, I don't mind that at all. He could even say something nice in a gentlemanly way, and that doesn't bother me.
Like what? Like what?
Okay, yeah, let's workshop here because we don't want to offend women, but we would also like to make you feel good about yourself. So let's say...
Are we at the grocery store? Are we at the gym? Like, what's the scenario?
The grocery store and the gym are my two favorite places.
Maybe we should run scenarios by her and she tells us if it's
appropriate. All right, so since Publix is my place, I'm in the grocery store. Yeah. Okay, so we're at the grocery store out in West Chase in Publix. And we're near the produce section where I spend a lot of time. I'm looking at the super greens to put in my smoothie every day. and I happen to look over, and you got a group of asparagus in your hand, a little clutch of asparagus, and I happen to look over, and I see your delicious rump is on display through leggings. What's an appropriate way for me to properly express my appreciation and respect for your buttocks without offending you?
I don't know that you necessarily have to specify the buttocks, but first you would be like, hey, how you doing? Because just a straight up butt compliment would be a little.
Okay. All right. So I think I have some ground rules here. Okay. So we're in the produce section. I see you with the asparagus and I go, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Right. How's the produce today? Those oranges look good. Whatever. You got to just break in to talking to me first.
All right. Hi. Mm-hmm. How's it going? And then you talk back to me. You're like, hey, what's up with you, dude? Right?
Yeah. Honestly, and if you said this next part, it would really make my day. If you were like, I'm not trying to be a creep or anything. I just think you look really good in that outfit. And that's all I wanted to say. And then you could just like walk away or whatever. If I'm engaging you, of course, you would stay. But that would just make my whole day if somebody said that to me.
All right. Now let me just work through something here, because putting it in your head that I think I'm being a creep to me would seem creepy AF. Like if I'm saying to you, I'm at the risk of being a creeper, I'm not trying to be a creep. All I'm thinking is that you're hearing creep, 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 creep. But you're telling me, own it. Say, look, I know you probably think this is creepy as hell and I'm sorry, but I just had to say that outfit looks really, really good on you and it'll look even better on my floor tonight.
The last part, unless you're like silly giggling, and I know for sure that you're just kidding, you might want to adjust that. But okay. The first part, definitely good.
All right. Yeah, Seth?
I mean, I feel like I should try to see if I can work in a proper compliment.
Yeah, you're at the gym with her, Seth.
I'm at the gym.
With this young lady right here.
I'm at the gym, all right.
You see her.
All right, hey, ma'am, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Do you mind if I take a picture of your butt so I can look at it later after my wife goes to sleep?
I do mind that. So I'm going to go ahead and walk over here now.
Okay.
But you have a good day, okay?
Wait, but okay.
Bye, Seth.
Are you walking away so I can get a picture?
Please don't take a picture.
Please don't tell the gym manager about me. This is like the 9th time someone's complained.
Oh, there goes the lunk alarm. John, would you like to try a different scenario?
Sure. I think being subtle is key.
Okay.
So I would walk up behind you in the can we go back to the frozen food section?
Sure.
And I just whisper into your ear, I say, I like to slather maple syrup all over that ass and take a bite out of it.
No. That's taking it way too far. That makes me uncomfortable and scared.
We don't want to do that.
Okay.
We don't want to
I'm sorry.
I think I know where John went wrong. All right, let me try. After you're clearly shaken by this, and then you get yourself together, and John's forcibly evicted from the store.
Sorry, I'm probably being arrested.
Then I roll up on you and I go, "Hey, are you okay?"
That's a smooth move. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm all right. That was okay. That was kind of weird. Did you see that?
Yeah. And you know what? I know you probably don't blame all guys for that, but I'm so sorry on behalf of my gender that a beautiful young lady like yourself can't even look at the Jolly Green Giant green beans French cut without some creep coming up and saying something about your body. I mean, obviously you've got a really good looking body, but I would never unsolicitedly say that to you. And I'm really, do you need me to walk into your car or anything? Are you okay? I'd be more than happy to make sure you're safe here.
I'm all right. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, what's white and about to get raped in a van?
What?
You. That's not good, right? No, probably not good.
Hey, hey.
I would stray away from that.
It's me, the picture guy. I bet I'm looking pretty good right now.
Well, thanks for playing along with us. I appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful night, all right?
Thanks. Bye.
Man, we ruined her.
So at least get the copay on her next therapy appointment.
Dude, she came in so full of life and energy and spirit, and she left like...
Well... She said, I mean, she said, if there's Joey Flash, you got to get this off Bone TV.
It's just ridiculous.
I mean, okay.
Stop it.
So I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah. See, this is the problem with yoga pants.
Right.
Well, no, that is just that girl was twerking for just minutes.
That's what they're doing.
Minutes.
That's what they're doing at the gym. They're twerking. They're dropping it low. They're picking it up. They're dropping it back down. They're twerking
it. It's a workout. I remember what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
She said that you could go up to her and essentially compliment her butt, which I didn't know was ever on the table.
Right.
So I found that to be very interesting.
It is never on the table.
What do you mean? Well, she said it's on the table.
Well, no, yeah. For her. Right. But I would just tell you, it's either on the table,
right.
Or like you're going to be looked at as a predator, right. And possibly be kicked out of your gym or grocery store.
He's not wrong. 727-579-1025. Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
It's Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
This is hey, man, I want to join the movement, man.
You with the Ass Appreciation Society?
Yeah, I want to join the movement, man. Sign me up, man.
All right, you're signed up, dude. Congratulations. Drew Grab Alive, hello. From the 239.
Hey.
Hi, who are you?
Jessica,
do we have all this wrong about girls in leggings, or are you wearing them because you like male attention on your derriere?
So I'm currently wearing them, and they're just so dang comfortable. And I get, like, there's a little bit of attention vibe with some girls, and that's fine. But really, they're so comfortable. I wear them for me, but I know my butt looks great in them.
Could you let us talk to your butt in them, if you don't mind? Could you put the phone back around to your rear end? I'd like to interview your butt about how it feels.
So really, I called because I kind of have like the male equivalent.
The male equivalent of like, yoga pants?
Kind of. But like what girls look at guys in the gym.
Go on.
So I'm kind of feeling the really thin gym shorts. Not like the basketball shorts, but like the thin, they're kind of like cottony and they cling. Oh.
Huh. You looking for an outline? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, you're looking, you're a meat gazer? I mean, you a pecker checker?
I'm off the market, but back in the day, I wasn't against it. It was kind of like a preview.
All right. You ever bone a dude at the gym? You ever go like, hey, I like the outline of your bulge. Let's do it.
No. Dude. But I, you know, we've all got numbers. We've all got numbers, but wow. not at the gym.
So outlines matter, apparently.
I'm just saying, you know, guys are looking for a little preview, and girls are putting it out there. Some of them intentionally, some just feel great in them. But you know, a little preview, a little taste. I don't think anything's wrong with it. I like to wear a little bit of a longer shirt, but you still see everything.
Okay, thank you.
Did she reject you talking to her butt, or was she?
Yeah, she did. She really reversed it. Really, really sidestepped to. You there.
Drew Grab Alive, go ahead.
There's got to be a butt you can talk to.
Yeah.
Hey guys, love the show. Hey, in that Chip movie that they made, that was Poncherelli's kryptonite was yoga pants.
Oh, did not know that. I didn't know anybody saw the Chips movie. That's interesting.
That was a good movie.
The Chips movie?
Dax Shepard and that other guy? It was good.
You saw it. You don't remember that?
Yep, I remember.
It was with the yoga pants drove it crazy.
It was awesome.
Hi, guys. Love the show. Hey,
thank you. Appreciate that. Sorry. Drew Grab Alive. Hello.
Hello. This is the Publix manager of the store in the Wesley Chapel. Drew Garabo, you are banned from my store.
Okay, guy. Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, Drew, it's Marianne. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Marianne, what's been going on?
Oh, just been busy. Hey, those last two girls, they're sweet and everything, but they just put the party down to zero. You know, I like to wear those yoga pants, but I really keep myself in shape, and I'm proud of that. It's taken a lot of work, but if any guy were to compliment me or tell me he wanted to take a picture of my butt, I'd be incredibly flattered and say, sure, man, go right ahead.
Oh.
These girls, I guess maybe they're just trying to be, you know, a little bit more virtuous, but you know, I'm a grown woman, and you know, I'd appreciate that. If they appreciate me, I'd be more than flattered and say thank you very much.
I'll keep that in mind. I'm going to photograph your ass.
Would you be open to, like, bending over and touching your toes for a picture?
Well, I'm driving right now, so I'll have to take a rain check.
Well, I mean, not right now.
Not right now, but in general, if a guy was like, hey, I really like the leggings that you've got right there, would you bend over and touch your toes so I could take a photograph for my spank bank?
Well, being that that's a first, sure, what the hell.
So
hell of
great.
A woman.
What a lady that Marianne is.
Well, I told you my line works.
Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, Drew, it's Frico.
Frico, ¿qué pasa?
I heard you were looking for an ass to talk to.
You know, let's talk to your cool little puppy.
Leggings. I wear leggings all the time.
I bet that ass has got some tales to tell, huh?
Wow. Frico's laugh really said it all.
It really did.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. The reason we stumbled upon the topic of leggings is because mom of a Notre Dame student saw a lot of leggings in church on campus.
Well, I mean, that's, I'm not Catholic, but I feel like that's a bit much wearing leggings to church, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, the thing is that how can we say, not saying that everything you wear to the gym should be good enough for church, but if it's so disrespectful that you can't wear it in a church, should it be something that you wear to the grocery store? Because what is the other list of things that you shouldn't wear in church? Because those things you would probably never wear to a grocery store.
Right. That's a good point.
So what are you fighting for, John?
I'm just fighting for my rights.
Yeah, to party. Drew Grabba Live, hello.
Hey, Smokin' Jay here. Hi, fellas. Yeah.
What's up, Smokin' Jay, Monica?
Take it in.
Good, good. So I got a little phrase for you. It's better to be looked over than overlooked.
So you'd rather have a guy you'd rather have a guy give you the once, twice, three over than not look at that asset altogether.
Absolutely. There'll be a time in a woman's life where she's no longer considered cute, so we should soak it up while we can.
I'm sorry if we never got to verify this, or if I wasn't here, or we already did. Did we ever confirm that Smokin' Jay is the one who started Take It In?
I don't know if we...
I did start Take It In.
Yeah, I don't know if we confirmed it, but we knew it was her.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a legend around here.
Definitely Take It In.
And what was that saying again, Monica?
It's better to be looked over than overlooked.
Okay, I'll tell that to my daughter tonight at bedtime.
Thanks, Monica. Great to hear from you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Raw dog it, take it in.
Dude, she needs to write a book between the raw dogging and the take it in and the looking over. Like, she's got some.
Yeah, we almost have a chapter, John.
She's got some words of wisdom.
We almost have a chapter. We got a good paragraph. Drew Grabba Live. Hello, who are you?
Oh, Jay, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, dude?
I got a question from the HR perspective of this. Mm. So I work at a university too, and I see wonderful women wearing yoga pants all over the place, workers and students involved. And sometimes you want to give a coworker a compliment, but from the HR side, is that right?
I'll tell you.
You can't say, hey, you look great in those.
No. It's 2019. The best.
Yeah, that seems like a trap. So you can't really compliment that.
Here's the only way to accept to do that is, unfortunately, you're going to have to take a picture of it, okay? But don't let her see you take a picture of it.
I can't do that either.
Take a picture of it, then go into a supply closet, compliment the picture on your phone, and then masturbate on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.